for the world to rise. We are, in fact, indoctrinated into a series of false beliefs. Think of it as the cult in the term global culture. The likelihood of anybody exiting this cult is somewhat low, at least at the moment. Just about the same as a victim of a religious cult exiting their belief system, really. Those of you who have already figured it out will say, a global cult is not really a cult. But actually, the way we should define the word cult, especially in this context, is believing in falsehoods that make us act against ourselves. Be it poverty or homelessness, it is not to be accepted as a fact of life, but rather repaired. Once examined, I would wager that the list of our false beliefs is no larger than Wikipedia's list of common misconceptions. Furthermore, it is likely that our best effort to lift ourselves out of this madness would be a narrated book similar in spirit to Pseudodoxia Epidemica. If you are going to pen this work, you need actors, celebrities, superstars to narrate your work. Two volumes that live in the same area and paint a pretty good picture of where you need to go and the gravity of this work are the heartbreaking A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn and A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. You can get at the false beliefs yourself like a normal person. Simply find a wrong and walk it back past the symptoms all the way out into the multiple root causes. I will only share stories here that I personally find important. Once, long time ago and in passing, I have heard of a young lady who, when she was a child, cried when it was explained to her that the beggars on the streets don't have homes. A victim of a cult wouldn't cry, nor think about it much if they could help it. The day she accepted that some people are like that, she became more indoctrinated into this strange cult of ours. Know that addiction, or even crime for that matter, is not a choice. Often it is a desperate attempt to survive another day, and overall, it is the effect of indoctrination into a broken belief system. In a world where most people think of you as trash, and all you have ever known was abuse and tragedy, the street is all that's left. There are very few criminals in this world, and especially those that brag about their evil are often victims of terrible, mind-shattering crimes themselves. Prison, another false belief that roughly states that we should punish those who are already punished into fractured lives, is an environment where people who have been warped into doing terrible things need to pretend to be evil so that they survive another day. Now, this does not mean that they are healthy, that they can walk out and be a normal citizen. It means that they need therapy. It means that they need help. The solution to this set of false beliefs is a guarantee of a safe home, free medical care, and highest education, a trustworthy universal income card, and the ability to move, travel, thrive, learn, bloom, dream, love, and invent, and create, and innovate, and motivate, and share, to name a few. A culture where poverty, homelessness, ineffective education, hunger, religious indoctrination into non-fact-based fantasies, or indoctrination into cultures of violence, addiction, or even sacrifice in war is tolerated, is a kind of a cult. And you deserve better than this. Another time, on my morning bicycle runs, while I was climbing a hill, I was stopped by a large man who asked, "How are you doing this?" This was a wise man. He already gave up his car, and the son of a gun was bicycling to work. Very courageous. I told him that his health, both mental and physical, was more important than anything else. I told him that the I-275 bicycle trail that we were on stretched from 14 Mile to a pier on Lake Erie. And I told him what he needed to do. His propensity for treating his disorder with the pleasure of overeating at his age left him with maybe 10 or 20 years max. I know we can't talk like this, but that's what it looked like to me. It is a very sad moment. It seemed to me that he would pass in his late 40s or mid-50s. After all, there are no obese elderly. You see, and you may see that very well if you go to a gym, this type of a chance encounter with a amazing fighter is basically a 2 or 3 time event. He was going to give up soon. It is hell to bicycle to work in rain or snow, to be treated with disrespect and given a 25-cent raise. The survivors, the madmen who make it out of obesity, have to make very drastic changes in their lives. If he was an honest man who truly loved his wife, she'd join him in his quest. Dixie, the most recent philosopher that I encountered in an internet video, said in one of her Triple Crown videos, where she breathlessly hiked the AT, PCT, and CDT, yikes, "The worst day on the trail is still better than the best day at work." And Wonder Hussy once read out a piece of graffiti in one of the cabins that she was exploring, and it read, "Work to live. Don't live to work." You see, I told the large man to quit his job because it was killing him. He smiled and wholeheartedly said, "I can't do that." You know, he was an outlier back then. Maybe he is a bodybuilder today. There was a new gym that opened in that area. Large people have enormous muscles to carry all that extra weight. This story is about protecting one's family from poverty, and again, it demands that no one faces life on the street if they quit their job to become healthier. Nor should their family end up poor because they quit their jobs because they couldn't handle them and sold their home and hit the great trails in search of enlightenment. As a result, they could have stayed a family and skinny for extra 50 magnificent years. My final story is me asking my grandma about war. She said, "It's what men do." They were old enough to know World War II. I don't know if this is true, but maybe my grandpa told her that being bullied in school helped him survive in war somehow. I don't understand why she didn't help me when I told her I was being bullied. She had some wisdom about it. In my mind, I saw my bullies as the enemy from her war. As a result, my own education was impossible. I was always terrified of being beaten up. There was no flourishing there. Wars don't just occur to hide economic failures. They need an uneducated mass of soldiers who are easily tricked to die for imaginary God and meaningless borders. The only people who should fight in war are those who declare it, who support it. Leave the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of vulnerable families alone. But realistically, war can only be prevented, and prevention demands real and effective education. The people who believe in war, especially the bad side that is first to cause harm, are misguided, tricked, manipulated, warped, often desperate and starved, and certainly in a state where they are acting against themselves. All of that has to be walked back in order to prevent it. No human being on this planet should ever starve or live in desperation or be indoctrinated into a life of some terrible fantasy, be it political or religious or even cultural. As far as borders are concerned, one of our greatest responsibilities, now made more urgent due to climate change, pollution, and potential nuclear war, is opening borders. Unfortunately, this is not just a matter of a passport, but becoming unindoctrinated from the culture the person or family is leaving behind. Often these cultures include ideas that will clash with the more modern ones. Families are very delicate, so it is not true to say that not all families need it. Changing cultures, if left unchecked, will undo a lot of the bonds that holds a family together. A set of dignified and loving steps that transition families between cultures is a very good and loving idea. To bring someone from a culture of crime to a safe and prosperous city is to ensure tragedy for both the victims and the newcomer. Transitioning a person between cultures requires love, compassion, and understanding, and a complete transition so that they feel at home in the new place. You can't just drop desperate people from a desperate place to another place and into desperate circumstances. Furthermore, human rights education must be required in all schools, including developed countries, as John Krakauer's Missoula explains. By far, our two biggest false beliefs are tolerance of ineffective education and the lack of effective universal income that completely erases poverty of every person on planet Earth. No exceptions. None. And I am sorry to say that as far as I can tell, all the false beliefs that plague the humankind will result in an endless chain of wars. meaningless wars that should be prevented. While the false beliefs are scattered everywhere in the space of the human condition, the outcome is just one thing: endless chains of wars. War is the final failure where all the consequences come together. Tragically, between all the meaningless and preventable wars, expect nothing less than blind repetitions of the same old mistakes that were already suffered countless times. The world needs help, and the first thing is to stop tolerating mistakes and to fix them. We are all meant to grow and grow all the way up until we each become a great being. On our way there, we will find all the meaning and fathom more.